best defensive coordinators and even better person that I've ever been around and met. And it was so much fun to be on his team to watch what he did to other quarterbacks. Hopefully, I don't think it's going to be as much fun going against him.
All right, as we said on yesterday's show, a lot of familiar faces will be on the Titans sideline. But, of course, Dick LeBeau, the big one everybody's talking about, his first time coming back to Pittsburgh. Wolf, I know you've been watching a lot of film. What is his defense doing well?
Man, they're coming after the quarterback. Now, they don't have a lot of sacks, but let me tell you something. Arakpo and Derek Morgan get on the edge and look out, Ben. Make sure you're ready to unload that ball. You know, this is a signature Dick LeBeau defense, as they say. So you're going to have a lot of twists coming up front. You're going to run the Tom game with one tackle going in, another looping, and another guy coming. And then you're going to have all the zone blitz and things of that nature where, boy, oh, boy, it's going to be a real battle. But, again, this is something that Ben's not familiar with as he saw that defense since 2004 to 2015, I believe it was. You know, it should be something he's acquainted with, but boy, oh boy, there is some real pressure that these guys can bring.
Yeah, only 14 sacks, though.
Right.
They're last in the NFL, as a matter of fact, in sacks. So, you know, getting close and getting there, you know, are two different things. I'm not trying to discount a lot of the nuances that Dick LeBeau's defense will present for any quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger included, but you know, and if they were a unit that, you know, the Steelers have almost twice as many sacks as the Titans have. So, you know, again, I like this situation that the Steelers are in with this Dick LeBeau defense in a number of different ways. Number one, it's a short week of preparation, and so, you know, coming off the Bengals game, I'm sure the Titans' complete focus was on winning that game, because they are locked in a fight for the AFC South division lead and or a wild card playoff spot. So there wasn't a whole lot of time for plotting and coming up with new things. Yes, they are going to be aggressively attacking the quarterback, but so far they haven't been that good at getting him on the ground. And third, the Steelers' offensive line is a veteran group that is not only veterans in terms of their number of seasons in the league, but also they have played together a good bit. So I'm not saying this is going to be easy, but it's going to be easier than some other circumstances would have dictated.
The only thing I will say, and you're right, they haven't got but 14 sacks, but Brian Arakpo's got 39 quarterback hurries. 39. That's a lot. And then you look over at Derek Morgan on the other side. He's got 33. That means they're coming hard, but you're right, because you've only got 2.5 sacks for Arakpo, and I think Derek Morgan leads with 5. So it's not like they're getting guys on the ground, but I think that they're getting rid of the ball quick is what they're doing if you're on the opposition side. And I still think that's not a bad idea.
Well, and again, I mean, I'm just trying to put some of this into perspective. Those quarterback hurries or hits stats, like Ray Lewis tackle stats. So, I mean, that, you know, that's in the eye of the beholder. And I don't know how many home games the Titans have played, but sometimes it's a lot easier to get a hurry at home than on the road. So, you know, to me, I'm still going to look at the sack totals, and the Titans are not very good at it, getting the quarterback on the ground, and I like the Steelers' offensive line.
I will just say this. I watched the Bengals, and you're right. It's in the eye of the beholder, and Cedric Obwehi was the beholder many times. he had a rear Mataleo, the rear naked choke on Arakpo several times, but I gotcha.
All right, as Ben said, as Coach said the other day, it'll be good to see Dick LeBeau the person, maybe not so much Dick LeBeau with a headset on. Here's Cam Hayward talking about his former defensive coordinator.
You know, I think a lot of our characteristics are Dick LeBeau driven. Even though our goals and stuff, you know, they're still Coach LeBeau and the way he wanted it, because our coaches were under him. You know, I think he... His imprint is a lasting imprint that, you know, a lot of our defense wants to reach, you know. He's coached Super Bowl winning defenses. He's got the best out of them. But that didn't even talk about the man he is.
All right, Wolf, so for maybe Cam and some of the guys left on the defense that played under him, and then for Ben and the guys that have gone against him in practice, does this add extra motivation with so many familiar faces on both sidelines for this game? Or?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, you've got seven guys from that are former Steelers on that Titans coaching staff, and you have Dick LeBeau. This guy's a legend. I mean, he's a living legend, and he is a true treasure of the NFL, and he is like living history of the NFL. And so you as a guy that came up under him, say you're Cam Hayward, and you have this opportunity to play against him, yeah, you know, you want to hug up on him, you want to go out and you want to throw that love on him. And the guy that's, you know, given the night before Christmas, he's, you know, done it by reciting it and by memory and all these things. But you know what? You want to beat him. That's the biggest thing, is when you have the guy who gave you kind of like your NFL life, who you cut your teeth on, you want to make sure that you come out and perform at your very best and make sure that you send him home with a loss, because that's the nature of the beast that you are, and that's who you are, Cam Hayward. You want to beat the guy that gave you your NFL life.
Well, and here's something else. I mean, I was around Dick LeBeau a lot of time, and he was never afraid. Even when he was the secondary coach here, you know, he'd throw the needle into Woodson about how many interceptions do you have, Rod? You know, 50 more and you'll get up to me. So Dick LeBeau is looking to rip your throat out, so you better go into that game prepared to go after his, because this guy's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He hasn't been in this league for, I don't know what, 60 years or whatever it is, you know, because he's everybody's pal. You can, you know, get those hugs out of the way about 11:15, or excuse me, kickoffs at 8:30.
Maybe
6:15. Because seriously, come the coin toss, he's going to be looking to rip your throat out. And so that's the kind of competitor he is. And so you better meet that with a competitive fire that's at least equal to it.
All right, switching gears, Wolf, what's the big thing we need to know about the Titans offense?
Oh, they run block. They come after you. They got a guy, Taylor Lewin, at the left tackle. One of the best athletes that I've ever seen at left tackle. They got a right tackle who probably all the athletic ability at tackles on the Titans dwells in the left tackle, and our man Jack Conklin at right tackle didn't get a whole lot of it. But he's one of these guys that he just gets in the way, does a good job. He's not a great athlete, but he's kind of a brawler, mauler type guy. And this is a run unit that has put up around 1,200 yards of rushing. And Mariota is a mobile quarterback. He's got the ability to throw the ball. He can run the speed option a little bit. They have ability to come off and dominate when they have their act together.
Yeah, that's a Mike Mularkey tendency as well. I mean, you know, he was the offensive coordinator here, and the Steelers were a run-heavy offense at that time. And the other thing about Mike Mularkey is I believe that because this is not his first head coaching gig, he's already been fired once. You know, a lot of times when a man is fortunate enough to get a second opportunity, he gets rid of all the trickiness and a lot of that stuff and just sticks with the basics and what his team is good at. And that's why I think you're seeing a run-heavy physical offense by the Tennessee Titans. That's the way they can win games, and I think that's what we're going to see Thursday night.
All right, time for another quick break. When we return, hear from Todd Haley.